This is KNKX. The system used to investigate sudden or unusual deaths in Washington is a patchwork. A majority of the state's counties rely on elected coroners who come from a variety of backgrounds. In the final story of our three-part series on this system, KNKX's Kari Plogue travels to central Washington to hear from one woman who says her mother did not get the death investigation she deserved.
Nicole McMaster went through a lot of ups and downs with her mom, Frankie Ellen Schmitz. But mother and daughter spent time together right up until the end, and Nicole says she wouldn't trade her for anything. Ellen was a doting grandmother who loved Christmas time.
She loved to crochet. She loved the smell of bleach. Her house always smelled like bleach. I can just smell bleach right now. She had a really good heart.
But for years, Ellen endured chronic pain. Doctors prescribed morphine to help her cope with fibromyalgia. Nicole says the diagnosis took a toll on her mom, physically and mentally.
I guess we never really took the time to understand some things that she was going through.
Their time together was suddenly cut short in July 2012. Ellen, who was only 53 at the time, called her sister to tell her she was struggling to breathe.
She was out on their front porch, slumped over and blew.
Paramedics revived Ellen at home and several more times on the way to Central Washington Hospital in Wenatchee. She was placed on life support. Soon, Nicole had to make the difficult decision to give her mom a large dose of morphine to make her as comfortable as possible. 10 minutes after Nicole told her mom it was okay to let go, she died. That moment is still raw for Nicole, but many of her most painful memories from that time came in the weeks that followed. It started with a phone call from the Chelan County coroner.
All of my mom's sisters were there, and my dad, and we got the call from Wayne Harris, so I put him on speakerphone, and he proceeded to say, "Your mother died of a drug overdose. You need to get over it."
Coroner Wayne Harris declined an interview for this story. In an email to KNKX, he says there's, quote, "not a chance in hell he said that to Nicole." Harris is a funeral home director by trade and denies ever using those words in his 39 years dealing with grieving families. 5 months after her mother's death, Nicole received toxicology results that she says Harris either misinterpreted or ignored when he concluded her mother died of an overdose. She asked someone at the lab in Seattle if the levels of morphine in her mom's system were consistent with a fatal overdose.
And the lady stated, "No, there's more people driving on the streets with the amount of morphine in their system that your mom had. It was not enough to kill her at all."
Today, Harris doesn't dispute that he got it wrong. And Nicole says she has a stack of death certificates, 6 versions in total, that suggest he was never really sure what happened to her mom.
I have one from 8/14/12, and then I have one from 1/16/2013. Then I have another from 1/22/2013. They're all a little different, but they're all from Wayne Harris.
Eventually, Nicole decided to take her mom's death investigation into her own hands.
So we're looking at my mom's obituary, we're looking at toxicology reports, we're looking at Chelan County Coroner's investigation report.
What Nicole is describing is a thick binder filled with everything she says the Chelan County coroner failed to consider, including her extensive medical history and years of documented treatment. A copy of the coroner's report doesn't indicate he reviewed any records beyond those from Ellen's final hospital stay.
So I took the binder and I shipped it to Carl Wigren, and he went through the entire thing and came up with a different death for my mom.
KNKX has reviewed the records Nicole sent to Dr. Carl Wigren, a forensic pathologist we met in part one of this series. He worked on the case pro bono after it was referred to him by a toxicologist at the state lab. He determined Ellen Schmitz likely died of natural causes, a blood clot to the lung. He took his findings to Harris, the Chelan County coroner, who consulted a different forensic pathologist and eventually changed the cause of death one last time. That gave Nicole's family some closure, but help like that isn't always available to other families in similar situations. Medical examiners are doctors hired by their county executives. If they make mistakes, they can be fired or face discipline from the state medical commission. But the state's 33 coroners are elected with no term limits. Beyond the ballot box, there's no clear pathway to accountability. And if a family manages to get an outside opinion, a coroner still has the final say on a person's cause of death.
I don't understand how you can elect someone into a position that has no medical background whatsoever and to let them do an investigation on a body.
This is just one story, but it shows what can happen when people suddenly find themselves navigating Washington's system of death investigation. Some officials are concerned that system is prone to leaving families with questions and nowhere to go to find answers. State Representative Tina Orwall is one of those officials. The Democrat from Des Moines has worked on legislation related to suicide prevention. It's how she dipped her toe into the world of death investigations.
Families need answers, our community needs answers, and it really alarms me that something this important isn't done in a way that's consistent and uniform in our state.
The Washington Association of Coroners and Medical Examiners acknowledges there are gaps in training. Leaders with the group hope to create a hands-on academy for coroners. President Tim Davidson believes that training will solve a lot of the problems that exist statewide.
We're going to have role players. We're going to have chaplains in there to help train our people on how to knock on that door at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell them that their child died in a car wreck on the way home last night, to sitting down and discussing medical autopsy findings or investigative findings with a family.
But that plan isn't off the ground yet, and a group of doctors in the state's largest county says improved training isn't enough. The King County Medical Society is lobbying state lawmakers, including Orwall, to establish a statewide medical examiner system.
The treatment and the care that a decedent receives throughout the state is inconsistent, and it wouldn't be tolerated if the person was still breathing.
That's Nancy Belcher, CEO of the Medical Society. She says many death investigations end before they even begin because of the way the system is designed. Belcher and her colleagues say death investigators are on the front lines of justice, and they worry that the level of care exercised in these investigations depends too heavily on where someone lives.
The smaller the town, the less likely they're going to receive the kind of death investigation that we should all have.
Belcher says an ideal statewide system wouldn't necessarily exclude coroners from the process. It would provide well-equipped regional offices that guarantee uniform death investigations statewide. Belcher acknowledges it would be expensive to establish, but she says in the long run, it translates to pennies on the dollar. And, she stresses, you can't put a price on improving trust in a system that affects so many people, a system that's at a breaking point. Nicole McMaster says her family has already paid the highest price.
It's still just confusing to me, and I'll never, ever know exactly what happened to her.
What Nicole says she does know is that she's one of the lucky ones. She got answers to some of her questions about her mother's death. She says all families across Washington State deserve the same, no matter where their loved one dies. And that type of investigation should be standard, not one that comes after mistakes have already been made. Kari Ploeg, KNKX News.
That was the final story in our three-part series examining the state system of death investigation. More in-depth reporting from all three parts of the project are available on our website, knkx.org.